Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim, the Sugiv Rov and Kavua. This is the fifth shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. The Rambam, Surei Bia 15:27, writes Yerai Li, Shekol medina sheyesh ba shivcha, o goya haruya leleid. Any country that has a maidservant or a non-Jewish woman who is able to conceive a baby, so now if you find a baby, that baby is a Safei Goy Safei Gevet, because maybe he belongs to this woman, the Shifcha or the Goya. So we're dealing with an Asufi, who is just an abandoned child here, is a Safei Goy Safei Gevet. Kishi Yisa Gioras, so an Asufi can marry a Gioras. When the Asufi marries a Gioras, this Gioras is a Safek Eishes Kamosha Amarna, like I already explained. This Gioras is a Safek Eishes Ish. She might be an Eishes Ish. Meaning, because there's a tzad that this Asufi is a guy. And in Mela, she's not an Eishes Ish. Or maybe the Asufi is a Jew. And she is an Eishes Ish. So it's only a Safek Eishes Ish. V'abola Pater. And somebody who has bia with her is pater. Shein holgen misafek, because you don't kill misafek. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam in two different points. Number one, that we find in Maseches Sanhedrin 69a, that holchem b'din nefashos acha harov. And in Dine Nefashos, we follow the majority. And the majority here are Jews. So why wouldn't you say that Hargan, somebody sleeps with her, she's considered an Eishes Ish and you kill him? Ve'od. Not only that, the Besafik Machshirin, Rabbi Yehuda Husha Amar came, Shim Haisa Sham Goya O Shivcha, Ki Chashuda Lahashlich. We have a Mishnah Machshirin. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who suspects that the child belongs to the Goya or the Shifcha. Because who are the people who cast away their child? Not the Jewish women, the non-Jewish. So we go after the one who's actually Chashud al Hashlich. So that's the Hasag of the Ravid, meaning we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbana. Like the Magid Mishnah writes, that from all the words of the Rambam in that parak, it's mashma that we paskin like the Rabbana. So we have two asagas on the Rambam. Number one, Medina Nefashis, we go after the Rov, and here is Rov Jews. So Mimela, we have to assume that the child is a Jew. That's number one. And number two, the only one who suspects that the child is not is Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that you follow if there's a Goy or a Shifcha there, they're the ones who are Chashudim Lahashlich. So you're concerned that it's them who cast the baby away. We don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So those are the two kashas. And the Rambam himself doesn't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So those are the two Hasagas on the Rambam. So, it says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu to be miyashid Rambam. We've been learning in our Ksubas Shiurim. We're learning based in the Torah of Moron Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagaon HaGadol Reb Chaim Zatzal. That we see in the Tosefta there in Machshirin that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he go after Rov Mashlichim is that even though Rov of the people who cast away their babies is that even though Rov Ha'ir are Jews, you don't follow Rov Ha'ir. Why not? Because you follow Rov Mashlichim. Most of the people who cast away their babies, which would be the Goyim. And it would appear that the rabbis argue, and they hold you still follow Rov Yisrael. So they're not arguing on Rabbi Yehuda and the Metzias. Their moda that rose to the Mashlichim are the Shifchas and the Goyas. What they're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda is Mitzad Adin, that they hold that this reason doesn't help to be Mevatel Rov Yisrael. We were Machria that it's Rov Yisrael. There's a Rov of Yisrael, and that's Machria that it was Yisrael. That determines that it was a Jew who cast away the baby. So according to the rabbis, the din is that we follow Rov Yisrael and Shabir, even though you have a Svara that Rov Mashlichim are Shifchas and Goyas. And according to this, it would appear that here we only have this din of Rov Sveikis, Mitaris Psak v'Hachra, Shebemakom Safek Yesh Lefsok Ha'arov. Avol din mi'uta kamanda lesei, lo shayich b'chai gavna. She'ech nomar she'nitbatel ha'safek legamrei. הרי בוודאי יש דרור גדול ללחוש לצד המיעוט השפחה וגויים משום להם הם רוב המשליחים. So it appear that, as we've been discussing at length in our shiurim, that there are two types of roif. There's a roif that erases the miut, and then there's a roif that's a psak. It's a hachra. You're deciding based on the roif, but it's not mevar anything. It doesn't tell us what happened. It doesn't erase the miut, but it's a hachra. That this is the way we paskin. We paskin like the rov. However, in the latter case, when it's merely a psak, as we've been discussing at great length, there's no din of miut a kamanda lese. We're not mevatel the miut. Because how can we say that there's no longer a suffix? There's definitely reason to believe, a serious, grave concern, that it was a shifcha or goy who cast away the baby, because they're the rov mashlichim. So there's no miut kamanda lesei. That's our yisod. Our yisod has been that there's only miut kamanda lesei when the rov is a rov that wipes out the miut. They're not a rov. That's a psak. And here it would seem like we saw miut hamatzli. The rov is just a psak. Here also, we have to say the rov is a psak, because what about the miut of mashlichin? There's a significant minority that does throw. The ones who are casting away are the goyim. So you have to be concerned with that miut. And memela, this is a rov of a hachra, of a psak, and not a rov that completely wipes out the miut. So according to this, we can be miyashiv, the kashiv, the raivid, from the sugya and Sanhedrin, that you go benefashis achar roiv. So why don't we say the roiv are Jews, and Mimela, she's an HSC, someone who marries this Asufi baby, who later grew up. And one who is Mizana with her is going to be Chayiv Misa. Why don't we say that? Because Adarava, that's the makor of the Rambam, that holchim benefashis achar of the Gemara, there is a Havimina, that Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yehoshua holds that b'dinei nefashos, we don't go after the rov, because the Torah says, v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda, and you're going to tell me to go after the rov, we have to do everything we can to save. Just the Gemara proves from numerous Mishnayos that we do go b'nefashos achar harov. So now we can say that the Rambam holds that we are mechadish, that rov is effective b'nefashos, and we're not choshesh for v'yitzilu ha'eda, that we do everything we can to save the person, and we're choshesh for the miut, is only because of the din of miut command alese. It's only because the miut is no longer significant, the miut is wiped out, the miut is erased. Since kevin de moil ha'roiv l'salek ikar ha'sofek, u'levat al tzad ha'miut, since the rov is effective to remove the ikar safek, and to mevatel the tzad ha'miut, harei ze kilu nisbar ha'dobar legamrei. So there's a complete bearer. So in other words, why don't we save v'tzilu ha'eda? Because why don't we do everything we can to save and be choshish for the miut? It's because the miut is no longer exists. The rov wiped out the miut. However, if there is a miut, if the miut is still significant, like in our case, the rov mashlichim are goyim, we would be choshish for the miut. So it emerges according to this that the two kashas of the Ravid answer each other. Then in Achinami, it is Rabbi Yehuda who says Holchanach Rov Mashlichim the Rabbanan argue. However, they're only arguing and saying that we follow the Rov B'Taras Psak and Anhaga, but not that there is no miut. And therefore, this rov doesn't help when it comes to nefashos. In other words, we can paskin that the baby is a Jewish baby, but now when it comes to dinei nefashos, because we can't say miuta kamanda lese. So we had two kashas. Ay, holcha b'dinei nefashos achar rov. Ay, this is Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbi is paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why not like the rabbanan? The answer is that the rabbis only argue with Rabbi Yehuda insofar as that they hold that in Echinam we don't go after Rov Mashlichin, we go after Rov people, and Rov people are Jews. But that's only as B'Taras Psak and Anhaga. And Memela, we can't go after the Rov Dinei Nefashos, because when do you go after the Rov Dinei Nefashos? When the Rov wipes out the Miut. But when it's still Shaykh to have a Miut, like here, that Rov Mashlichin are Goyim, you're going to have to be Choshish for the Miut, and we can't execute the person. And it could be that the Ravid was masig on the Rambam. He also agrees that Hochanach Arov Benefashos is because Miut the Commander Lese, there is no Miut, the Miut was wiped out. He just holds that the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that since we're not Choshish for the Rov Goyim HaMashlichim, so the Rov Yisrael is like a regular Rov which wipes out the Miut, so there is no Miut. Akopanim, but that's why he argues with the Rambam. But the Rambam paskins that we are Choshish here for the Miut, because it's dinei nefashos, and dinei nefashos, we only follow the rov when there is no miut, but here where there's a significant miut, we would be choshish for the miut, and therefore you don't kill this the wife of an asufi, who is mizane. So we now have another, a third nafkamina, adding on to the first two that we had, and this din of miut, the commande lasilin in rov nefashos. Only if there's mistalik asufik legamre, only if there's no longer a suffik at all, only then do we say that we file the rov b'dinei nefashos. But when there's a miut, when the miut is kamanda isei, then we're choshish for the miut. And this adds on to the previous nafkaminas, klapei din chazaka, that ruba de chazaka ruba adif, only when miut is kamanda lesei, but if there is a miut, then the miut is smoch miut a chazaka. And also we saw klapei otzas hamamin, that we only go after the rov to be motzi mamon when the miut is kamanda lese. But when there's a significant miut, then, like we saw, we can be mitzarif to miutim. So in such an instance, we aren't motzi mamon al pi rov. So b'siyata d'shmaya, this concludes our fifth offering on this topic of Rov and Kavua, and we still have, Baruch Hashem, a lot more to talk about, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.